Okay, Priya, I guess, or people have a speech by our whatever older Hare Krishna guy. You know, in the old days, and I don't know about now, you would be ostracized and marginalized, maybe even hunted for expressing doubts and questioning things, especially ISKCON and its leadership. That now I find is going on openly, and not so many seem to get killed nowadays, from that at least. But there are other things. And if you ask this guy why I'm sitting here talking, I'm a lover of the truth, you could say. And I consider myself a humble servant of the devotees of God, of the devotees of Krishna. And speaking of deaths, it seems the most deaths during the years have been suicides. Sorry to say it, but you know, I can't walk around with closed eyes. And I'm speaking like this simply to deal with these issues myself. After all, I dedicated my life to serving the Krishna Conscious Movement, so but as I've also heard other God brothers, God sisters of my age and generation say, I'm not that concerned and involved anymore with organizations. I care for and want to serve and be with the people, the devotees, old friends. Some may now be in this group or that group, and the groups fight each other or don't talk with each other. Frankly speaking, I don't care about that level. Look, here are devotees, we are friends, we should become better friends. Do nice things. together or for ourselves? What's the big difference? What's the big deal? So, now to really be frank, after having humbly read through as much as I had time and energy to, of accounts and writings and posts on social media from devotees, especially the children of my generation, where they open-heartedly and I would say heroically, with great courage, told their stories. And I can understand, as they often say then, how for many years they didn't even dare to tell their story out of fear of being attacked or thrown out of the community, losing friends and everything. I mean, that's not the way it's supposed to be. Devotees not daring to speak the truth, even maybe especially when it hurts. So, again, frankly, speaking myself as an aging somewhat early adopter of Krishna consciousness here in the West, hey guys and girls, you who are running this organization that Prabhupada made today, I think the members out there, the devotees of the world today, and there are probably many more than we see, they are asking for one thing. They're waiting for one thing. They're praying for one thing. And that is that you come down from your ivory towers. That's all. Come here to down here to where the devotees are, to where we are. Now I was a bit up there in my ivory tower, but first of all I didn't like it, and then was mercifully led in other ways by Krishna, as has generally been the case in my life. Thanks, Krishna. But come on, guys. Sorry I called you that. You may not have beautiful saffron sannyas dress on. But you know, we used to be out there in our little cars and vans and preach together, serving out prasadam and making kirtans at people's homes and all of that. And those of you that I know, I respect, I mean, I know you're sincere, you're all preachers, and I know a preacher's heart when I see it. At least that's what I think, of course. Someone can pretend to be just to get the benefits, but it can be an austere life, a preacher's life. And you were always low-key, down-to-earth, good common sense, good friends. I mean, we, especially we Europeans, we are like that. So I guess I'm talking to you guys. Maybe it would be nice to see you around here too. Where so many devotees are, and coming out and being real and honest, and yes, hurt and sometimes angry and bitter and sad, whatever, but we need to deal with this together. I know in the past there was this mechanism that as soon as someone stepped out and was out of line, then it just didn't exist. They were just branded as ex-devotees and non-devotees and karmis and sorry, better luck next life. But I think, I mean, I guess it must be clear to us all now that that's pretty impersonal behavior, and it's a very judgmental behavior, because how can we say who is a real devotee or not? You know, all that. Okay, anyway, I'm just venting or whatever they call it. But this is really, really all. And maybe someone may say, oh, you're criticizing me or someone. Who are you criticizing? What can you say is wrong here? You mean that our leaders should change? I don't mean anything. I'm just saying that I think that many devotees feel that need, and some opinions about Escon and would like those who are leaders to also take part of the discussion. Posting this also now in Vedic Inquirer and Progressive Vaishnavism. Maybe I'm sending it to someone, the devotees here and there. This feeling that we are in one of those times of change. To get a bit comfortable in the current status quo. And we know that we've gone through these kind of level upgrades in our lives with the challenges that accompany them. And we know there will be more of those, but subtler and behind it all, Krishna leading us, guiding us. Because that's the way Krishna does it, isn't it? Both individually, me sitting here, you sitting there, but also as a society, a collective. Okay, Hare Krishna.